At the Cross. Words by Isaac Watts. Music by Ralph Hudson. The words of this great hymn, when first written in 1707, had the long title, Godly Sorrow Arising from the Sufferings of Christ. It originally had six stanzas of six lines each. And it is very interesting to find that today not one of these verses is the same as when they were first written. But God has blessed it. This particular hymn was especially precious to Fanny Crosby, for it was this hymn that the pastor had the people sing as she came forward to accept Christ as her Savior at the age of 31 in the year 1851. Her response upon hearing it thrilled her so much that she said, I stopped and shouted as loud as I could, Hallelujah! And of course, Fanny Crosby kept on shouting Hallelujah for the rest of her life and gave us many, many wonderful gospel songs. The particular music used here in At the Cross, when compared with the writing of the words, is rather recent, in that it was first published in a book entitled Songs of Peace, Love, and Joy in the year 1885, almost 175 years after the words were written. It was a great favorite of camp meetings in the early